This is a Day One podcast extra, bringing you an in-depth conversation between our host, Peter Wallace, and a preacher from our half-hour Day One program. For more information about Day One, which brings you outstanding preachers from mainline Protestant churches, visit our website at dayone.org.
Welcome to the Day One Podcast Extra. This is Peter Wallace, and with me today is the Reverend Dr. Sam Matthews, Senior Minister of the First United Methodist Church in Marietta, Georgia, who has been in the North Georgia Conference of the United Methodist Church since 1971, serving numerous wonderful congregations. Sam, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. It's a delight to be here.
First United Methodist Church of Marietta is another example of, and we've seen many, of a thriving mainline congregation. What would you say are the keys to healthy congregations in this time and culture we live in?
One of the things that we've tried to do at Marietta is to decide who we are and what we're trying to be. And that's evidenced itself in a couple of ways. One, we've developed core values at Marietta. We talk about the core values, and they underline and help define everything that we do. And those core values are an appreciation of awe and wonder, especially in worship. The fact that we live our lives in community, we are responsible for and to one another. And finally, that we seek that best self that God has put within us, and we help one another find that best self. Another thing that we've done that's helped define our church is that we've established who we are in terms of worship. We've decided to find a worship style that we think we can do well, and to do it every week. We have decided that we worship in a traditional fashion at First United Methodist Church in Marietta. We use all sorts of music, any music that leads people toward God, but our style of worship is traditional, and we found a niche. We have a lot of people who come to us who appreciate the fact that we sing the old hymns of the church. We have a lot of people who come who appreciate the creeds. We talk about the creeds and what they mean and their place in worship, form and order in worship on a regular basis, and we've been able to find our niche and to thrive that way.
You've served several churches in the North Georgia Conference, W.R. Cannon Church in Gwinnett County during its growth surge years, Fayetteville First, and 8 years at First United Methodist Church in Atlanta, a prominent downtown church. But those are very different communities, suburban, urban. How do you personally approach learning how to serve the community you're in effectively?
Ministers have to listen to their congregations, and they have to listen to the community around them as well. When I was downtown, I would often dry the tears of someone who had just found out they were HIV positive. In suburbia, sometimes I dry the tears of somebody who found out they didn't make quarterback or didn't make the cheerleading squad. I'm not sure the pain is any less. It's real pain, and it's a hurt of people. And that's what ministers do. We respond to the community around us, and we respond to the needs of our congregations.
So what would you say are the top issues you deal with as senior pastor of your current church?
The concerns of our church are the concerns of the world. They always are. We have people who are worried about terrorism. We're worried about changes in the economy. We have people who are growing old and are concerned about their health and their freedom. We have young people who are concerned about their financial future and their marital future. We respond to those things, and by being the church, we offer a variety of learning opportunities and mission opportunities, inviting people to connect to the world around them. And as I've said before, we encourage people to remember who they are as people of faith, awed by the mystery and wonder of God, bound together in community, and seeking that best self that lies within.
You graduated from Piedmont College in North Georgia before going to Emory for a Master of Divinity degree and ultimately Columbia Theological Seminary for a Doctor of Ministry. But did you know early on that you wanted to be a minister? How did your calling unfold?
I grew up in the church. My parents were involved. My grandparents were involved. A lot of our social life was through the church, so it was a very comfortable, reassuring place for me. In college, I found Campus Crusade for Christ and am deeply grateful for the 4 years that I spent working with that organization. But my home was always the United Methodist Church, and my call was to the United Methodist Church, and I've been able to live that out I'm grateful for the call, and most of all, grateful for those churches that have provided me a place and a pulpit and the opportunity of living my life with those people.
In your two sermons for day one, you focused on major issues that people of faith have always wrestled with, effective prayer and fulfillment in life. If we step back and look at our faith formation, what are some of the practices you would recommend, both individually and corporately, to live in a way that keeps us open to growing in those areas?
I think one of the things we really need to do is to find a good church. I encourage people to find a good church that entertains their questions, entertains their doubts, that is open and honest. I think sometimes we're afraid to express our doubts and we're afraid to express our fears. We're afraid of letting go of money and power and place and those kinds of things. And we need to be in a place where people can teach us how to do that and show us how to do that. I like a church that has a variety of age groups. I like the fact that in our congregation, when young couples come, they see marriages that have held together for 30, 40, 50, or 60 years. I like the fact that older people get to look at young people and see hope and optimism. Peter, I shared with my church recently that I have a picture from the Ackworth United Methodist Church where I grew up. And in 1961 or so, the entire church body gathered out on the new ground where we were going to build a new church. We had been in downtown Ackworth, and we had outgrown our facility, and we'd moved up on Corps of Engineers property overlooking Lake Ackworth and Lake Allatoona. I shared with my church recently some of the faces that I saw in that picture. People who were at that time 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, who would never see the finished building, never see the finished sanctuary, never get to really worship there at all. But for some reason, there they were, shovels in hand, helping us break ground. They were breaking ground for the community that would come after them. They were building a church in the tradition of the church for those who came later. I'm grateful to those people, and I encourage people to find a community of faith where there's a variety of ages and a variety of expressions that allow us to search out who we are and what God has called us to be.
Dr. Sam Matthews, thank you for sharing your life and ministry with us.
Thank you, Peter.
This past May, 1,700 preachers from across North America gathered at the Festival of Homiletics to be challenged and inspired by some of the best preachers of our time. Now it's time to start planning for the next festival, May 19th through the 23rd, 2008, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, co-sponsored by Day One. If you're a pastor, youth leader, or teacher, or hope to be, then you're sure to benefit from the sermons, lectures, and worship services with speakers such as Barbara Brown Taylor, Frederick Buechner, Tom Long, Anna Carter Florence, Will Willimon, Walter Wangren, Barbara Lundblad, Jim Wallace, Michael Curry, and many more. And Fred Craddock and Garrison Keeler will appear by video. For more information, visit dayone.org or call toll-free 1-800-866-8631. Let 2008 be the year you discover what a difference the Festival of Homiletics can make in your life and ministry.